Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did things happen this weekend? Did stuff go on Sunday? I can't really recall anything that happened. Seemed like a pretty slow news day overall on a Sunday. That's how I saw it. Action Sports Jacks Overtime. Brian Middleton, Casey Kurtz. Got a lot to talk about. We just talked about it for 3 hours, but we got more to talk about. Brent Martineau is on his way to do some television. They call it Jags Report Live. You're going to see that one on Fox 30 at 7. You should watch that one. It's a good program. He'll have James Robinson on schedule to join him, as every Monday. We got FSU basketball coming up on here. We got Monday Night Football coming up on WOKV-FM. A lot of things going on, Brian Middleton. How was your weekend?
Long, busy, lack of sleep.
Yeah, that's kind of your life story, huh?
Maybe. But otherwise, it was good, man.
So we kind of tore the Jags apart as we should have. That was bad. It was ugly as well. Gross. Brian used a couple times the word gross, so I'm with that. Dan Mullen is no longer employed. He's unemployed. There's a lot of speculation on who some of the coaching candidates are for the University of Florida. That's interesting. Brian's got some, what do we call it?
Vague headlines.
Vague headlines.
Working on the name, but so far that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, those were good last week, so we'll do some of that again as well. I'll have something on my mind at some point coming up here shortly. I'll tell you what's on my mind right now. If you missed it, roughly a half hour ago, the double champ, Austin Lane, coming back from Houston with another belt, another win. He'll be back tomorrow. That's on my mind right now. He beat the crap out of another dude that weighed way more than he did. So that was pretty cool. That was an exciting moment. And that's the headline for me of the weekend, by the way. Dan Mullen, yeah, it's whatever. Writing was kind of on the wall. The Jags, no good. And we've covered it. Fantasy football, you know, that's a big topic around here. And I need to talk to you directly about fantasy football. I need you to pull out whoever you have playing tonight.
You talking to me?
I don't see anybody else here.
Okay, well, you get rhetorical in the very beginning. You're like, hey, did anything go on this weekend? You got philosophical. I didn't know if you were talking to me. Okay, give me a second, man. I'm right there.
Okay, appreciate that. Because what's happening is I need you to win.
I'm going to win. Yeah,
but if your kicker goofs around and misses a couple kicks, you might lose.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Take him out. Because he has nobody left to play, I don't think. Double-check that. That's a big win for me. Because I'm probably going to lose unless Leonard Fournette gets me 25 points. Florida State, by the way, gave that a little credit as well from 3-6. A big win over Boston College. I don't know why Florida State can be dominant in the first half, and then in the second half they don't remember how to play defense. I don't get that. It's been 2 weeks in a row. They did it to Miami. Jordan Travis bails them out at the end with his legs, wins them a game. They hold on and win against Boston College. I don't really understand that. But I'll tell you what I do understand, and it's a disagreement with Brent Martineau. I think the Florida State Seminoles are absolutely going to stop the Florida Gators because it doesn't look like anybody on the Florida Gators cares about anything. They are coachless. And they are defensive coachless as well. You got to remember that happened a couple weeks ago. So not really sure who's going to be calling the plays on either side of the ball. But I think it's going to be a stomping of the Florida Gators to finish the season. And what a billing. Noontime kick when everybody's, you know, watching. It's the new primetime, noontime. The world will have their eyeballs on Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. They call it the Swamp. I think it's Steve Spurrier Field now. as the Florida State Seminoles and the Florida Gators battle for what can only be described and not undersold as a bid in the Bahamas Bowl.
Wow. Can't be undersold.
Hey, I'll tell you what now. There's a lot of bad bowls like the Idaho Potato Bowl. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Being in the Bahamas Bowl would not be so bad.
I'm there every year. 6 wins? That's it?
Yep.
That's what I need every year. That's it. We stop at 6.
And here's the thing. One of these two programs will not have 6 wins this season. And that is laughable. Because, first of all, Florida State should already be there because they should have beat Jacksonville State. That's a thing that should have happened, so they should have been there. The Florida Gators could have beat any number of teams that they were favored to beat. They did not do that, including an overtime loss against Missouri on Saturday, which ultimately ended Dan Mullen's tenure as the head coach of the Florida Gators. So I'm sure it will be a rowdy, ruckus crowd. I'm sure Florida State will probably travel, as they should, because they're going to win the football game. And I can't believe I've made it 7 minutes without bragging on the fact that I called it. I called it.
Well, you bragged on Twitter.
Yeah, that's fine. Not everybody has Twitter.
You couldn't wait.
Follow me on Twitter at @KKurtz. Brian Middleton, you can find him at the broadcast on.
Wow, okay.
As well.
That's okay. You promote everything else but my name. I got you, man. It's all good. But yeah, you got it right.
I couldn't remember if it was the or just broadcast though.
I called you Soothsayer Kurtz.
You did.
The sage of Purdue. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, you got it. And I give you all the credit that you guessed that Florida was gonna lose a game.
It wasn't a guess, it was a statement of fact.
Yeah, well, you know, it feels good now. I guess so. Yeah, you're right. It's a statement of fact.
And by the way, I cut that clip early because the Jags hadn't lost yet, but I was pretty sure. And you called that one. Not that took like a, you know, incredible recollection.
Well, that's fair. But here's the deal. Just to go back on this a little bit more. Number one, I'm with you all the way with the Bahamas Bowls. But I think that this is such a tale of two teams. Now, I know you guys kind of touched on this in the previous 3 hours, but 4 games into the season, FSU was 0-4 and had lost to Jacksonville State on the last play.
Mm-hmm.
Florida was 3-1.
Yes.
Their one loss was to Alabama.
Yep.
In a game where people were like, you know what? If they had 2 more minutes, if they had 5 more minutes, this may have been a different outcome to this game.
Brett Marno called it a moral victory. That didn't work.
It is just, it's such a testament to how sports just is. It's what I like a lot about college football, but all sports, because it was something that they were talking about on the TV side earlier. I believe it was Brent and or, you know, somebody who was on the Action Sports Jacks primetime talking about how the Braves, you know, they looked dead in the water, and then they pieced it together, and they came out as champions. Now, neither one of these two are going to be national champions, it seems like, anytime soon, mm-hmm. but it's just a testament to when you start figuring it out, when you start to build that momentum, when you start to figure out how to win, is just as important as winning. Because, man, nobody could get, maybe you, Casey, because you don't believe in your team, the Florida Gators, but nobody else would have guessed 4 games in with the paths that the two teams were on that they would be coming into this game with only one team having a chance to become bowl eligible.
No, I didn't see this one coming, and I'll one-up you on that one to the fact that at the start of the season, in the capacity that leaving on your own is not on the table here, Dan Mullen might have had the safe, besides like Nick Saban, Ryan Day, whatever, he might have had like the safest job in America. Because he was like the hero. They were good now all of a sudden. They play that Alabama game, still, safest job in America. Dan Mullen was on the list. And it's November 22nd. That game was in September. He's unemployed. So that's incredible. And, yeah, neither team is going to win a national championship for a bit. Although, I'll tell you, Florida State's a lot closer. A lot closer because Mike Norvell is a good football coach. And then get this. This is the crazy part. He can recruit. He currently has a he holds a commit from the number one player in the country this recruiting class.
And you know what? He will not let go. That number one recruit has not wavered.
No, he has not.
I'm impressed. I don't know what he's telling him. I know. I don't know what kind of legacy is there.
I know.
I don't know what kind of NIL deal is in Tallahassee. But, boy, I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, I don't know either, and that is a great call. But, yeah, he's held that commit since, like, March, I think. Potentially longer. It's been a minute. So, yeah, it's not good. So, obviously, when a coach is fired, there's coaches that have to be hired. And there's odds, and me and Brent talked about some of the odds and some of the options. Oh, this is a new one. Oh, that's fun. That's a fun option. I'll just tell you that Bill O'Brien's on this list. I'm going to have to pass. But there's some good options, there's some bad options, and there's some realistic options. I'm going to tell you the good ones. I'm going to tell you the bad ones. I'm going to tell you the realistic ones, and then I'm going to tell you one that is likely going to be the head coach of the Florida Gators. And when I tell you my recruitment will be open for fandom if they hire this man as the head coach of Florida Gators. I'm not kidding. I've been a Gators fan my whole life. I'll be open for recruitment. And frankly, it won't take much. I'm not going to like Alabama or anything. Like, I'm not one of those. But, you know, I just need a small NIL deal. Just like a free shirt is all I ask for, and I'll be a fan of your team. So I'll tell you who that coach is. I'll tell you about all the other coaches. We got headlines. We got all kinds of stuff. We got it all right here on ESPN 690 as we lead you in to Florida State basketball in the Jacksonville Classic. If you can't listen here, just go UNF Arena. It's right over here. If you're on the stream, you're looking in the direction I'm pointing. If not, it's either northeast, south, or west. We'll be right back here on ESPN 690. Action Sports, Jax Overtime, ESPN 690. Still got a lot to do here. Ryan Middleton, Casey Kurtz, we got you for another amount of time. And in that amount of time, I'm going to let you know that coming up on Fox 30, my guy Brent Martineau, he'll have Jags Report live. You can catch that one, as I mentioned, on Fox 30. Coming up on ESPN 690, we're going to have Florida State basketball as they will be in the championship game of the Duval bracket in the Jacksonville Classic at UNF Arena. Like I said, go check that one out if you want to do a little more than listen on ESPN 690, although we'd love you to just listen on ESPN 690, but at the same time, you know, we love UNF, so go check that one out at the UNF Arena. That one will tip off at 8:30. The coverage will start at 8. And if you are listening now and you're a usual listener on Monday nights of Monday Night Football right here on ESPN 690, which, by the way, we have every Monday night except this one, because it's going to be on WOKV, the FM station of ours. You've probably heard of it, 104.5. You can catch the Bucks and the Giants on that one, where I need a big fantasy night from Leonard Fournette. And Brent will likely be listening because he loves Daniel Jones for no apparent reason. So that's the situation of what's going on tonight. Tomorrow from 3 to 6, the champ is back, and he'll bring the belts. Probably not, but he'll bring himself to Topgolf with Brent Martineau. Josh Scobie, we hope, will eventually show up. Last week he was playing golf. He big leagued us for golf, and that's fine. It is what it is, but that's where they'll be, and then we're off the rest of the week, so only a couple more shows to listen to some Action Sports Jacks right here on ESPN 690. Now, Brian Middleton, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of things on my mind, and I didn't know what exactly I was going to be real upset about.
Okay.
But it's kind of been a slow build. And it's about who will be the head coach of the Gators.
All right.
So when you look around, you look at, there's betting odds on everything. And you know me. Can't turn down some good odds, even some bad odds.
Yeah, you got a problem.
I don't know if it's a problem. But anyway, so these are the names being floated around. If you didn't know or you weren't here at when me and Brent talked about this, that's hour one on the podcast, by the way, if you're interested. Action Sports Jackson, ESPN 690, wherever you get your podcast. But these are the names. Bob Stoops. You know what they say, when you're trying to recruit 18-year-olds, a 50, or a 50, 60-year-old dude who hasn't coached in years will probably have a great connection with them. So that works always. I'm going to have to pass. Lane Kiffin is interesting, but I don't love it. I don't think he should be a number one choice, but he is among the favorites. We're going to skip this one because this is where I'm mad at. Bill O'Brien can't possibly be hired. That's going to be a no. Matt Campbell, I'd love to see it. Iowa State head coach. His odds right now are plus 800. Like Matt Campbell, like what he's building there. Recruiting, decent. Coaching, also decent. So that's an option. I don't see it personally. I don't think he would take the job. Or if the Gators are interested, frankly. James Franklin, Brent really likes, and I don't hate it. He's recruited well at Penn State. Penn State's a decent program. Mario Cristobal is not the topic of my rant, but I'll tell you, you fly to Oregon with a blank check, and you're like, hey, fill it out. You make him tell you no. He's going to, likely. But dude can recruit to Oregon. He can recruit to anywhere. It is Oregon. Or Oregon, depending on who you ask. So that should be number one choice, but it's unrealistic. Mark Stoops is interesting. What he's building in Kentucky. Not sure if he'd leave for Florida, but that is interesting. And the rest of these. Luke Fickell, probably not a scheme fit. He's a defensive guy, and the Gators have nothing on defense. Literally nothing. Which brings me to the name that you've probably heard connected to the Florida Gators. And that would be Billy Napier. When I tell you, Brian Middleton, my recruitment will be open if they hire this man as the head coach of the Florida Gators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please feel free to tell me how many wins he has as the head coach of the Raging Cajuns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was just getting there. And 37-12 is his record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got to be real with you, though, and get back to your rant in just a second.
Okay.
He's only 42 years old, I like my coaches. I like my coaches at least 49 on up. I guess that's discrimination.
I think it's age.
Ageism?
Ageism, yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to my head, you know, he doesn't look 42. I mean, you know, he looks, you know. But what I'm saying is he needs a bit more life experience or something, man. I don't know. I don't want him to get life experience at my school.
You know, and I don't, you know, that's an interesting point because I don't really have a problem with the age. I do if you hire like an older coach. I have a problem with that because that's not going to work. I don't know if you know the Jags hired Urban Meyer. Anyway, here's my problem. Raging Cajuns, it doesn't matter who they're playing. It doesn't matter any of that. Here's what matters. Brian Middleton, please guess. According to Rivals.com, the Raging Cajuns recruiting ranking right now in the class that's about to sign. Please tell me what you think number they are. Out of 100, they are in the top 100.
Okay, there's 100, we carried a 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. Now, and then Raging got 5 letters in it. Come. Okay, I'm going to go with 55.
And you know what's funny about that? Is 55 is a number that I expected to see.
Okay. So higher. Okay. No. I undersold Mr. Napier.
No,
okay.
You oversold him. Because Mr. Napier currently has the 85th class in the nation. Now, I know what you're thinking, angry guy on the microphone. I'm Casey Kurtz, by the way. Brian Middleton is with me. That's the other voice you hear. We are on ESPN 690 doing Action Sports Jacks Overtime. But here's the thing. I know what you're going to say. It's the Raging Cajuns. How are you going to recruit there? That's fine. But let me tell you a couple schools that are ahead of the Raging Cajuns, and then tell me how hard it is to recruit to the Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, tell me.
Northern Illinois. Louisiana Tech, Miami of Ohio, Central Michigan, Toledo, go Rockets. What else we got? Southern Miss, Utah State, Eastern Carolina, Coastal Carolina, Arkansas State, Tulane, San Diego State. Those are all still outside the top 50. Oh, good. We've come to the Florida Gators at 46.
There you go.
46th. Duke. Vanderbilt.
Yeah, good schools.
Arizona hasn't won a game since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah, it's been a minute in Tucson.
Yeah, they're 39th. Great, awesome. Marshall, the Thundering Herd.
Wow, still got a program.
Yeah, Colorado. Okay. Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is basketball, college basketball.
This is college basketball, exactly. Virginia Tech doesn't have a coach. They're still 24th. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Kentucky is 19th. That's why I don't hate Mark Stoops, by the way. And then there's FSU at 11, by the way. So, yeah. So the easier thing to tell you was those are all the schools that are ahead of my guy at the Raging Cajuns. Behind them, that would be easier to just tell you. You know, casual programs like Campbell and Harvard, who can't recruit you unless you have a 6.0 GPA, which isn't even possible. Princeton, Charlotte, James Madison, the teams you expect to be behind them. 85th in recruiting, and do not tell me it has to do with the program. Because if you're going to sit there and try to straight-face somebody into saying, yeah, but Miami of Ohio, though. Yeah, but Utah State, though. Arkansas State, though. Get out of here. You hire a guy with the 85th best recruiting class and is losing to programs like that, we're all set. I'll be a fan of any team. Just give me a free T-shirt.
Wow. Wow.
That's what's on my mind.
I'll just say these two things. First of all, don't underestimate the Dukes of James Madison. Okay? A little disrespectful there. Know you're ranting. A little disrespectful. And then two, Coastal Carolina is on a beach in South Carolina, basically, and they're ranked in the top 25. So those two teams, they should definitely be ahead of, what's his name, Napier.
Yeah. Look, it's not going to work. I'll tell you right now, it's not going to work.
Everybody has to start somewhere, right? Isn't that what your AD said? Oh, no, he said that I woke up on Sunday morning and said that something had to change. That's right. That's what he said.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to leave that on the Florida Gators football coaching search.
You really would leave the Florida
Gators? Yes, I would. Yeah, I'm done. I'm good. I didn't go to Florida. I wasn't smart enough. I went to the University of North Florida, okay? And guess what? Their football program has yet to let me down. Mm. Basketball program have one of the best coaches in the nation.
Yo.
I said it. They got a tough schedule, all right? I will always be loyal to the University of North Florida, which is where the Jacksonville Classic is being held, by the way. I may or may not have had Florida Gators wallpaper earlier in life in an orange bedroom painted. Yeah, I'll leave. I'm sick of it. It's just not, it's not, this would be a bad hire, and it's, I'm fairly certain this is going to be the hire because, honestly, why would Mario Cristobal, like, come to Florida? Why would James Franklin leave Penn State? Like, I understand it's the SEC. I don't think Florida's that good of a job. Brent argued with me, and that's fine. You can't argue with me. I'm a Gator fan, and I don't think Florida's that good of a job. So, that is what it is there. All right, we're coming back. We got headlines to hit. I want to play that sound from Mike Norvell because I think it's fascinating. We'll do that. If you hadn't heard, you probably have. The Jags lost. We're not going to talk a lot about that because you get it. You understand. 30-10. They didn't have the ball at all in the first quarter except for like 40 seconds, and they went 3 and out. So, all right. When we come back, we're going to hear these headlines. Brian Middleton's got them for us. We'll be right back here. ESPN 690 Action Sports Jacks Overtime. Brian Middleton, Casey Kurtz. We'll be right back. ESPN 690. We call it Action Sports Jacks Overtime. We got Brian Middleton on the ones and twos. Casey Kurtz here with you for a little longer. We will lead you into some Florida State basketball in the Jacksonville Classic, looking for the championship of the Duval bracket held at UNF. You're going to hear that. Coverage will start at 8. Tip-off will be at 8:30. If you're looking for Westwood One's coverage right here on ESPN 690 of Monday Night Football, that would be the Bucks against Danny Dimes and the Giants in Tampa. You can find that on 104.5 WOKV on the FM dial. Feel free to switch back and forth as you do and listen to both games. We'd love you to do that. I'll be listening mostly to football. I'll be down there. So if you're listening on 104.5 WOKV to the game tonight, just imagine me sitting there listening along with you because that's what I'll be doing. So that's the situation there. We've talked about who the Florida Gators should hire as their head football coach, and it should be anybody but Billy Napier. Not anybody, but just in general. We've talked some fantasy football. We haven't talked a lot about the Jags, and there's no real reason to. Not good. If they don't perform against the Atlanta Falcons, That's going to be something because the Atlanta Falcons couldn't stop me, Brian, Brent, Austin, Olivia, Stewart, and Marcel. And I know we're short and we have no offensive linemen. They couldn't stop us. So that's the problem there. Brian Middleton, though, we started doing this thing. Call it vague headlines, right?
Yes.
And you're going to give me some headlines from the weekend. You're not really going to tell me what they are. And then I'm going to choose one and we're going to have a little discussion about it. So without any further ado, please tell me some vague headlines.
All right, man. Let me just one more time let you know, man. I'm going to give you a choice of two. And you choose one, then I give you the actual headline. Then we go from there, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. So here's the deal. First of your choices, okay?
Okay.
A mess in the ruler's house or they don't miss. I'll give you those two options again. A mess in the ruler's house or they don't miss.
I like what you've done here, first off.
Yeah.
That part threw me off. Let's go a mess in the ruler's house, please.
All right. A mess in the ruler's house. Actual headline. Kings fan throws up on court, forcing delay in eventual Jags win. Not Jags win.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's not what's happening, right? Okay. So just a quick breakdown. A Kings fan sitting courtside vomited on the court near the Utah bench in their game over the weekend. It forced a stoppage in play, and all the Jazz players on the bench had to move away because of the smell. The delay, get this, the delay lasted about 15 minutes, and players were both disgusted and also laughing. So let's see. I got a quick little clip. Let's see if we can play it for you real quick of what the actual commentators said. See if we can hear it.
Man, must have spilled a keg over there or something. I don't know what happened. Coca-Cola down on the floor. T, what do you see?
Popcorn? I know it's a beverage, but I don't know whether it was Coke or not. Could be water, could be a little ale. No, it's not popcorn. They got tops.
In case you didn't hear, he said he knows it wasn't popcorn because they have towels. Also, after that game, Luke Walton, the Kings head coach, was fired.
Yeah. What a way to go out, huh?
I know, right? So here's my question to you, Casey Kurtz. Do you feel bad for the fan? Because he obviously had good seats. It was right there on the court. But it was good seats at a Sacramento Kings game. So, thoughts?
No, I don't. I don't feel bad for the fan. Because I don't feel bad for him. If he got, really sick, he's still sick, I guess I kind of feel bad for him. But I think it's kind of legendary what happened.
It was a lot, too, man. If you haven't seen the video, just check it out. Just, YouTube it, Twitter, whatever. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him. But to your point about the Kings, I can't name one player. I think I have a couple guesses, though. And I might be right, but he might have been a free agent already. I don't know. Do they still have De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah, they do.
How about Bagley?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so I can. But those are the only two. I couldn't slightly. Bagley's not very good, right?
Man, he's not, man. And my friend in Denver, man, she didn't like him all the way in college and was like, he's going to be sorry. And I was like, no. Wow. And you know what? Compared to me, he's not sorry. But right now, it's just not happening for him. So maybe she knows what she's talking about. All right, so you don't feel bad for the guy who got overly drunk and then spilled his guts.
No, I do not.
All right, okay.
I think it's a pretty good story.
Got you. So next two headlines. The King of Swing or She Has Too Much Power. The King of Swing or She Has Too Much Power.
She has too much power.
Whoa, hey, this is how I know. This is how I know you're a true fan. I just knew you were going to pick the King of Swing, but I was like, you know what? He's going to enjoy this one if he picks it. Actual headline, Spotify's play button stopped shuffling, apparently because Adele says so. Following the release of Adele's album 30 on Friday, Spotify removed its default shuffle setting at her urging and will now automatically play tracks in the order they appear on the album. That was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry, Adele wrote. We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story, and our stories should be listened to as we intended. Thank you, Spotify, for listening. Question, Casey.
Yeah.
What would you do if you had Adele-level power in the radio world?
That is a question right there. I had no idea this was an Adele thing, but I think it's funny that you picked this, because I actually did see this. Man. Well, first of all, I'll tell you this. This station, Action Sports Jax from 3 to 6 and then overtime.
Watch it.
So here's what would happen. 3 to 6, nationally syndicated on all the stations, not just ESPN. There's other sports stations. I'm not naming them. I'm a company guy, okay? But we'd be on there, too. We'd be the first ever cross-platform every station show because we're that quality. Then OT, we'd go, I don't know. 3 hours. We do 6 to 9, something like that. Nationally syndicated everywhere.
Wow.
I just take over.
It can happen.
Yeah. I know that there's probably better answers, like, you know, take, like, I don't know. I know there's better answers, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big, like, everybody eats guy.
Okay.
Like, everybody eats. Like, uh-huh. Austin, Brent, me, you, everybody eats. There's only 4 of us here. I mean, it's not, you know, we don't have to get that big of a table.
Uh-huh.
You know? So everybody eats. We all go up together, and if we screw it up, we all fall together. But, yeah, you know, I think it's a team effort here at ESPN 690. And sure, yeah, we'll bring Stuart Weber along and Marcel Robinson. I'm with it.
I like it.
You know, not like nationally syndicated, but, you know, they can fill in from time to time.
Well, start thinking that up. It's coming. All right, Casey, final two choices. And if you choose the wrong one, then we're doing 4 questions instead of 3.
Okay.
All right. Most valuable horse or the realest poo-poo platter? Most valuable horse or the realest poo-poo platter?
Oh, no. Give me... goodness. This is going to be bad. Give me the platter.
All right. I wish I had a ding-ding-ding sound effect. Okay, there we go. Oh, well, you know, I don't know how to get to it yet.
Yeah.
Cool. Actual headline. DoorDash driver in California caught taking a poop in apartment building trash can after making food delivery.
What?
A DoorDash driver made headlines this week after surveillance footage at a Brentwood apartment building showed the delivery person defecating in the lobby. A resident ended up contacting the building's manager, saying there was feces all over the area. And when they checked the cameras and investigated, the building manager saw the delivery driver pull their pants down and take a dump in one of the lobby's trash cans. Let's go to Fox 11 KTTV to hear from that building manager, Lisa Stanley.
What I saw, I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw. She let it go. I mean, you know that saying, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And boy, did she ever. You're 4 steps away from outside where there's a bush. Or your car, or I don't know, but not in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building.
NPS, I did see the video. This lady doesn't look like she washed her hands right then. And honestly, it didn't look like there was any cleanup. Just saying. Take it how you wanna. I can't get any more into that because I'm not that close to the dumb button. But yeah. So Casey, my question to you. Does this make you change your thoughts on the next time you order DoorDash?
Not really.
So you're so nasty.
What?
I'm so tired of you.
Nothing happened to the food.
Okay. Keep on.
Look, I order a lot of DoorDash, okay? Even if she didn't wash her hands, they don't touch the food. Like, they bag it up well. No, this is not DoorDash's fault. Brian, I'm going to tell you something that you might not know. There are bad people in the world, okay? And this is just a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you. That sound, though, was really something else.
Yeah, it was much better if you actually see her face. She's animated with it. Listen, DoorDash actually refunded the meal to the actual patron and gave them a $20 credit.
Now, see, I don't get that part of it. Like, why are they responsible for where somebody poops? Like, you know what I mean?
That's your employee. Well, not anymore. They canceled her out.
Oh, well,
that sounds a little ominous. They stopped her from being a DoorDash delivery person, but...
Huh. Well, you know, they got Grubhub.
and Uber Eats.
And Uber Eats.
All right, Casey, that's it for vague headlines.
I like it. Those were good ones. And it doesn't make me double think about DoorDash. ESPN 690, Brian Middleton, Casey Kurtz. We're going to get out of here in a second, but all kinds of stuff coming up on ESPN 690. We got Florida State basketball tonight in the Jacksonville Classic, the championship bracket, or the championship game of the Duval bracket. Missouri will be the counterpart. They'll do that at 8:30 from the UNF Arena. You can hear it right here on ESPN 690. Coverage will start at 8 o'clock right on the dot. If you're looking for Monday Night Football from Westwood One, you can hear that on WOKV-FM, and that's going to be 104.9.
Pool company of your Cincinnati Reds. Schedule your pool installation.
7:30, I'll be along for the ride. We can listen to it together. If you're looking for Brent Martineau and Austin Lane, fear not. Brent Martineau is going to be on TV very shortly. 17 minutes to be exact. Fox 30, he'll be with James Robinson. He'll be at Sneakers on the Beach. And they'll be talking some Jags football after a horribly embarrassing loss. The Jags did not even look like a real team. But that's okay.
Well, you know what, man? You're talking about the Jags. I got to give a quick shout out. We got a minute and a half in this little bumper.
Okay.
I got to give a shout out to Jazz Bond, A-Sun Player of the Week, averaging 25.5 points per game in both of the games this past week. 13 from 14 from the free throw line.
Okay.
Grabbed 15 rebounds in the game versus Weber, 30 plus points in the game versus FAU. You know, if anybody has connection, tell her, you know, I'm a fan. Casey, you're an alumni of UNF, aren't you?
Yes. Is that it for that? Yeah. Same. Yeah, no, I am. Real quick, by the way, shout out UNF Volleyball. They gave it a heck of a run. They fall to FGCU in the semifinal of the Volleyball A-Sun Championship. That is a program on the rise. Congratulations to them for making it where they did. They have not had a winning season in a long time. So that was a big step in the right direction for UNF. And they play, obviously, right down the road where the Jacksonville Classic will be. You can catch that one a little later on. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 6. Top Golf, Brent Martineau. The champ is back. I don't know if he's bringing the belts, but Brent's bringing the bun cakes. We'll see you from Top Golf tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here on ESPN 690. Have a good night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.